This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday, the 28th of August, last Monday. This is a special opportunity for you to take advantage of the last moments of the last Monday of the 8th month of 2017. Wow, what an opportunity, and it's time for you to share some time with us. We're happy to invite you into the JV show. Say it again, Doug. It's hard for me to... You notice that? Since we put this together, DJV, I have to work all of my chops to make that work, the DJV show, chopping into your life with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and the events of the day that hopefully, even if they do create anxiety, will bring you off the edge. The news media, in terms of talk radio, I think what I've noticed is stations like KTRH in Houston, a couple of good stations in San Antonio, and Austin, the areas and down in Galveston, where this storm has made a mess of things. I guess that's probably the nicest way to put it. Hard to get away from all of this stuff for the weekend, but there's always a cherry on top of, even if it's a bad Sunday, the cherry tastes great. So I have the story of a dog named Otis, who was in Hurricane Harvey, but not interested in going hungry. He was spotted wandering around a small Texas town called Sinton, S-I-N-T-O-N, carrying a full bag of dog food. He's a mix of a German Shepherd and I think looks like a lab. He got loose from a screened-in porch that was being flooded, and one of the people that were responsible supposedly for the dog said he kept yelling his name and yelling his name, couldn't find him, he was worried about him. And then somebody captured a picture of a dog walking around carrying an entire bag of dog food. If you go to hashtag refugee, you'll see a picture. And then he wasn't, even not a stray dog, he was just out on the street. So the people who owned the dog said they had evacuated. He went to the Dairy Queen, apparently, got a hamburger. Only dog allowed to lie down in front of the county courthouse. He has quite a reputation in that town. A good dog. So that's one of the stories that has come out of this hurricane. That's good, but there are plenty of bad ones. How much time, Jennifer, over the weekend did you spend paying attention to this? And when you think about it, how did it affect you personally? Because that's really how this has value. It doesn't. I'm 1,800 miles away from it. I see the pictures. I feel badly for the circumstances. And as usual, all the mobile parks get wiped out. But, there's nothing in it other than me having sympathy for the people who are there. Because I don't know anybody who lives down that neck of the woods. What about you?
Well, I think it's, sympathy, of course. The images are more than just a trailer park being hit. I mean, this is...
Yeah, there's a lot of images.
There's a lot of damage. There's a lot of water. And I think definitely you feel empathetic towards the people that are holding plastic cartons, trying to wade through the water, carrying what small amount of belongings they want to take with them to not have destroyed by water. So I think it's definitely not something to downplay. But I think one of the good things that I took from it is when you feel like this country is really divided and you feel like the country is torn apart and that nobody wants to help anybody else, all you have to do is look at these images and see all the people coming together to help one another. And that's the country that I'm really proud to live in. And so this weekend, while there was a lot of tragedy, I still took a lot of positive from it because I think it was a great example of people reaching out and helping other people that need them.
All right. What about how much detention, Victoria, did you pay this over the weekend?
Well, I feel like this was, one of the two big things that everyone was talking about this weekend, and it's devastating. I mean, the images are just horrific to see. And I have a friend in Houston from high school who sort of made jokes and sent us pictures on Friday afternoon of, you know, stocking up on bottles of wine at her house just to ride it out, and I haven't actually been able to get in touch with her since, so we're our network of friends is a little bit nervous about her situation, but it's scary.
Yeah. Kara, how close to, do you have anybody down in that neck of the woods?
I don't know anyone who lives there, and I really, was kind of stuck in my own world this weekend, so all I really did was look at pictures of it, and of course it's crazy and hard to imagine. You see buildings and all of these other things that in normal day-to-day life seem so unstoppable and so big, and then you see just what water can do to everything and how easily all of this stuff is destructed. It just kind of makes me feel lucky to live in Maryland. You know, we complain about the humidity and all of this other stuff, but really it's one of the only places in the country where we don't get hit by any kind of big storm. We get some kind of hurricanes. We get occasional tornadoes. We get, big snowstorms every now and then, but nothing this big. So knock on wood that we don't ever get anything like that.
Well, the number of people down there who don't have flood insurance, too, is just, it's crazy. I mean, I grew up on the coast a block from the beach, so we all had flood insurance because we had to. But so many businesses and houses don't have it down there.
Well, one of the reasons for that, Victoria, is that many of the insurance companies who have been getting away with all kinds of things over the years don't allow for a hurricane. They don't allow for tornado insurance, hurricane insurance. I was just looking, interesting.
That's not basic flood insurance.
I just was looking at all. I have a new insurance carrier, and I was looking at all the exclusions. The guy says to me, okay, we'll give you a policy, and the cost will be less than it was before, but I'm looking at all. I'm insured for a hangnail, and that's about it. So it's a play, it is one of those things.
But boy, you don't really wish you had it till you need it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Here's a story.
Insurance here. It's another one of the ploys.
Yeah, there was a lot of animal stories coming out of this. A hawk flew into a cab driver's cab down during the hurricane. The cab driver's name is William Brusso. He had stopped to stock up on supplies ahead of the hurricane, and when he went back to his cab, there was a hawk sitting in his passenger seat. And so, realizing that this bird was scared, hawks are very interesting because sometimes you think by looking at them that they're dangerous. They're not any more dangerous than a lot of other animals, unless you're a mouse. Or
a chihuahua.
Yeah, well, maybe
hawks take chihuahuas off balconies in New York City all the time.
Do they really?
In Central Park. Oh, yeah, it's dangerous,
wow. I didn't know that they were strong enough to do that. With mice, I get it, but how much does your chihuahua weigh?
9 pounds.
9 pounds, so they can get...
I don't know that a hawk would get him, but you hear these stories in Central Park all the time. If they just swoop down and they go after little chihuahuas.
Yeah. Well, you hear there are a lot of... that's one of the reasons that I try to get all the coyotes away from my farm, because they are very dangerous when it comes to the smaller calves, that kind of stuff, and small dogs as well, and cats. They've been, because we have pushed them out of their habitat, you can make your own, draw your own conclusions from that, whatever you think, but because some people think, humans are more important than yada yada. And I understand we have to have places to live. So anyway, the coyotes have become a real pest. And they get onto people's. They're so aggressive, even at night. They will come onto a porch and grab a small dog or a cat or something like that. Because the people who are their apologists, I'm not one of them, say the reason that they do it is because we've chased them out of their habitat. And then you ask the question, what's their value? And people who don't live on farms understand there's a balance. When there are enough woodchucks, when there are enough coyotes, there are not a lot of woodchucks. When there aren't enough coyotes, I mowed a field, a hay field down the street from me. There were 24 woodchuck holes in that field.
Did you do how many woodchuck?
Yeah, yeah.
Could
chuck wood. Yeah. It's next to an airport, and the airport has been shooting the coyotes because they get in the way of the planes. They take off. They're on the runway. You know, there are all kinds of things. By the way, did you see the picture of that British Airways plane landing surrounded by birds? Just, if you haven't seen it, no. It's an image and a half that you will never, ever forget. Just Google birds, British Airways plane or something like that, and you'll see the picture. It's an absolutely phenomenal way of wondering, is this plane going to be able to get to the ground? And that was another thing. Anybody trying to get in and out of Texas over the weekend? Other than, I think, Dallas, the airports in Dallas were okay. But Houston was. Didn't it track differently than they originally thought it was going? Didn't it impact Houston more? Anybody have any Facebook friends that are in Houston?
No, but I think that was kind of the surprise, is that if it had been the worst-case scenario, which everyone was hoping that it wouldn't be, then it would have done exactly what it did, which is stall out over Houston. Mm-hmm. And I was listening that the storm was sort of feeding itself. It would dump down all this water,
yes.
And then that's what was feeding the energy.
Going around in a circle, kind of.
Right, and it was just staying in one place. And so over the weekend, they were saying it was a 1-in-500-year storm, and by yesterday when I was watching it, it was a 1-in-1,000-year storm. So that's...
So how does it compare?
A lot of rain, a lot of water.
To the hurricane, hurricane in New Orleans. What was that? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Well, I think the difference in damage with that is that the hurricane came, it dumped, and then what really started to crumble in Louisiana was the infrastructure. And that caused the flooding. What's going on here, and what maybe even makes it more dangerous over the next couple of days, is that there's still more rain. I mean, if you look at the forecast on your phone, it's 100% rain for the next two or three more days. And that's what is disturbing, is that it's just not going away so that they can actually deal with the stuff that is underneath.
All right, how many people, as you watch this and get the reactions, how many people have been talking about how much worse this storm is, and it's all about global warming and climate change and that kind of stuff?
Do you hear any of that, really. I mean, the coverage that I watched, it was more about kind of setting in history where it was with the flooding and the rain that has fallen. Mm-hmm. But I haven't heard any global warming stuff yet.
I guarantee you that somebody will do that. But it's not the worst storm in history. It's just a really bad storm. And it is, because Texas is so flat, there's nothing to stop it. And these things go inland, and that was the thing about hurricane. What was it, Christine? What was the name of the hurricane in New Orleans? Kate?
Katrina.
Katrina, that was it. And you just said something, Jennifer, that was interesting. It slowed down and sort of broke up as it went up the river. There is, and one wonders how that happened, because that's a pretty flat area as well. But Texas, there's nothing really to slow the thing down. The evolution of the storm, how it hit. The areas in the Caribbean that normally get hit, this thing didn't build up real steam until they got close to the coastline. And you imagine these areas like Galveston and Corpus Christi that are basically underwater anyway. If you look at the water, you look at sea level, and you look at those communities, they're below it. So you can imagine, oof, what kind of a mess there is there. All right, well, our heart goes out to the friends that we have listening to this program in Texas. 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I'd need three extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just two arms.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Thank you. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
As we are focused on what's happening down in Texas, interesting to note musically that Coldplay and Mary J. Blige and Lady Antebellum among the artists postponing shows this past weekend as the hurricane arrived. Coldplay warned fans at the end of the week while they were in Houston they were ready to play if they were told it's okay, but equally ready to cancel. So they postponed, as you can imagine. They posted, "Hi, everyone in Houston. We wanted to play tonight, but sitting here all together watching the news about the storm, we feel that we can't ask anyone to put their safety at risk, so we'll have to postpone. We'll give details of rescheduling, refunding as soon as we can. We're sorry for the inconvenience." Mary J. Blige's performance at Sugarland was postponed, rescheduled for September the 19th, while Lady Antebellum's Sunday concert at Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion in Woodlands was also put off. I mean, that's kind of SOP, wouldn't you think?
What would you think?
Canceling ahead of a hurricane?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some people, you know, I think that's, again, what Jennifer was saying earlier. Maybe people didn't realize how bad it was going to be. Yeah. Sometimes it's a lot of hype, and then there's no reason to cancel.
Yep.
And,
yeah, that
you know,
happens
and that's
a
huge expense. And
yeah.
That's exactly what people were saying this week. Oh, it'd be nothing, and then
we're right, exactly, that's exactly what Sandy was for us a few years ago. We, you know, we made all of the food. We had so much food ready to go, and then we got maybe a little bit of rain. And then, of course, where you were, Victoria, you guys got a ton. So you never know.
Yep. So
I was in New York City. I didn't even get any rain. I didn't even lose power or cable or anything.
Part of New York and I guess New Jersey.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing is you could be only maybe like a few miles away or a half an hour away and not get anything.
It's really funny how the weather lines work. You can do that. This is often a story that comes out of big snowstorms. Where I am in Massachusetts, not that I have much experience, knock on wood, thank you. However, but you know, there's a line that goes along the highways. Pretty interesting what happens north of the Mass Pike, south of the Mass Pike, or east and west of the major highways like 495 or 128. The storms seem to stop there. And the same, you go up to Buffalo, and what's north of the interstate gets socked, and what's south of the interstate doesn't seem to be bothered much of the time. It really is kind of funny how those highways play a part. So good thoughts. We'll hold good thoughts of the people in Hurricane Harvey's path. Next up, in terms of musical focus, Taylor Swift. We were talking, she's kind of been back in. She was sort of off. She was off my radar screen because I thought she was impetuous little, you know what. But she did come out faring well after the disc jockey groped her in that trial and all that stuff. And then was it last Friday, I think, we played that first bit of the song, Look What You Made Me Do. And the reference there is to whom? Isn't there
Kanye.
To Kanye West there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So over the weekend, apparently this song, according to Spotify anyway, set a new first-day streaming record, a new global first-day streaming record. It said it had logged more than 8 million same-day streams for the single. So what does that mean in terms of dollars? What do you, if you belong to Spotify, you don't have to pay extra. You just, that's part of the service, right?
Or right.
You have to pay extra.
No, it's part of the service.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how many times people wanted to hear it on Spotify.
Yeah. So how many times you listened to it, Victoria?
I just heard it once on Friday when we played it on the show, and that was it. Yeah. I don't really think it's good.
Kara, what about you? Is you and your pals listening a lot to this?
No, I also listened during the show, and then I heard it late Friday night when my roommate's boyfriend came over, and they were playing it because he hadn't heard it yet, but those were the only... And then she released the music video at the VMA Awards last night, so I saw it then, too. But
yeah.
But the video was cool.
Yeah.
Was it? Jennifer, you care one way or another?
I like, you know, I kind of disagree with Victoria. I like it. I mean, it's not my favorite Taylor Swift, but I mean, I think it's okay. But I haven't, like, gone on my way to listen to it this weekend now.
How much airing is it getting on radio stations?
I heard it a few times over the last few days, so I would say it's getting a decent amount, but I don't listen to the radio. I don't listen to radio by, like, all that much, so.
Oh.
Except for here.
Except for this program.
Yes, obviously. Okay.
Yes. Which is the DJV show. DJV time is 28 past the hour.
I'm sorry, but the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. Why? Oh. Because she's dead.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do.
What's the right thing to say when tragedy hits? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When tragedy strikes, most people are at a loss for words. When we don't know what to say, we rely on platitudes, statements that became common in the first place because, well, when we're at a loss for words, it seems like the best thing to do is rely on what others before us have said about tragedies. Look, the reality is that there is no best thing to say after a tragedy. Just be sincere in whatever you say. If you feel stuck, scared, lost, or unsure, just own that and do your best to be there with those who are suffering. Sharing your vulnerabilities with those who are hurting at least helps others know they're not alone. Your presence is stronger than you know. For ideas on communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's 34 minutes after the hour.
Is that annoying when I say it's
instead of just saying it's 6:34, 7:34, 8:34, 9:34. Ho! Welcome to Monday. This is I'm trying to put a sparkle in your ears. That's what somebody asked me once, what do you do? And I remember saying that. I thought I was pretty clever to have said that. I do say so myself. But isn't that really what it's about? All of us here, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and I, our job is to make you feel better, for the most part, about what's going on, or try to bring you around to a reality quotient, because we all have different and fairly unique perspectives on things. But at the end of our day, at the end of our broadcast day, hopefully you'll have felt like there was something here that you got that you wouldn't have gotten anywhere else. And thinking about the sparkle in your ear is a good way, I think, to sort of put things into perspective. We're talking certainly about the situation in Texas. 1,000 people have been rescued, record flooding. You look at some of the pictures of what has happened over the weekend there, Category 4 storm, and then 3. I think it's down to, is it a 2 now? Or has it gone even lower than that? These walls of water, though, that you saw coming in.
Yeah, it's a tropical storm now. It has been for a long time, but it's still dumping just a ton of water.
Yeah, lots and lots of families.
60 inches of rain between now and Wednesday.
Yeah. So,
and they already
so
have how many inches? What do they have already?
Lots of
40 inches. 40
maybe? Don't know what the exact number is. I think it varies place to place, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that's the whole, that's the idea of putting sort of a spin on it. And Victoria said, beside the catastrophic flooding and the hurricane and the pouring rain and the pictures of people sort of swimming around here, the worst, some people went out, I saw people who were actually treating it like it was a swimming pool or something, go out and swimming.
Ugh. I haven't realized how filthy, dirty that water is, full of everything.
Well, it's also so dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, people, that happened sometimes in certain places during Sandy. People would walk and they'd be stepping on shards of metal and parts of cars. And
oh, yes.
There was a guy in the ocean after Sandy happened, that the following summer, there were still things that had floated out into the ocean, like cars and license plates were still washing in. And a guy was out swimming in the ocean, and a refrigerator had floated out and came in and hit him in the head and killed him. I mean, that was a year later. It's crazy.
Yeah. So that was the number one thing. Victoria made mention that there were two things that people were talking about, the Mayweather-McGregor fight. I am so appalled by this stuff. It disgusts me. It sickens me. It makes me crazy to see how people get themselves wrapped up in this. So I will beg out of a conversation. If you three want to have a conversation about it, that's fine. I refuse to give it. Last week, we didn't talk about it at all because it's a damnable outrage. To have this much focus on two guys trying to beat the hell out of each other, I think it's a disgusting, horrible, ridiculous reality. Man,
I'm not a boxing fan either.
Oh, my God, what a bunch of crap. And so they got one of the guys got, the winner got $100 million, and the other guy made $30 million.
Yeah.
To have people watch them beat the living crap out of each other.
Didn't really happen, but...
Well, but you know what the interest was, to see who could beat the hell out of the other guy.
Right, right.
That's what all this stuff is. So, anyway...
But there's also, I'm not a big boxing defender, but I would rather see something like that where it's controlled and there are things going on than, I don't know, like the MMA fights to me, where it just seems out of control.
That's brutal.
And it's brutal. I mean, at least boxing, there's like some sort of art.
Rules.
Yeah, there's rules. There's, I mean, in MMA, it's just, I don't know, that disturbs me a little bit more, I think.
The thing that's always the weirdest to me is that all of these huge events turn into, like, fancy dress parties for all of the celebrities. Like, you go, and it's two guys in a ring wearing barely any clothes beating each other up, and everyone shows up in their high heels and stilettos and, like, really nice outfits, and there's a red carpet outside. It's always just funny how it turns into that, but...
Steve Harvey, LeBron, A-Lo, and A-Rod.
Yeah, who got the right...
J-Lo and A-Rod.
Yeah,
I mean, it was celebrity-filled. My gosh, Justin Bieber. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, he's a celebrity. He's a little worm.
Well, I think he's friends with Mayweather,
right?
Isn't he?
Yeah.
I think he walked in with him.
Even more irrelevant.
I know. I think it's funny.
Well,
I heard that Demi Lovato was the real winner, though, because she sang the national anthem, and I didn't see it, but apparently she did a great job. So people, after the fight, people declared her the real winner.
Well, for me, the next most important story, in a manner of speaking, when we're talking about real news, were the undocumented immigrants that were arrested over the weekend entering the U.S. illegally through the tunnel that leads to San Diego. So we have more of this sort of... And I don't know whether it's the fact that these people were arrested, there were some people being smuggled through the tunnel, or the fact that the tunnel still exists. By the way, there were only 7 Mexicans, the rest of them were Chinese.
in case, you know, this is another thing that's becoming more and more a part of what has to be dealt with on the West Coast, Jennifer. The number of Chinese illegals that are coming in. We have this fixation, and I don't know what, you know, I mean, it's because of the obvious, I suppose. But I think it's unfair to point all fingers at Hispanics because they aren't the only ones who are coming in. Well, this thing involved more Chinese than Mexicans.
Yeah, part of the reason that I think some sort of barrier or additional protection is needed is because many times you have people coming in this country, it's not the Mexicans that you have to worry about. It's the fact that you're finding prayer rugs on the southern border of this country. You're finding a lot of people who might be coming in here to do harm from other places. It's kind of like this open gaping hole. And so when you see that it's not just Mexicans, that there's Chinese and all of these other people coming in through this border, it's because it's very easy to fly in and out of Mexico. Their system can be bought. Their system is not necessarily all that safe, and you can come in and you can fly in if you want to, and then you can walk across the border like we see. I mean, border crossings are down, but that doesn't mean that they're still not happening. And one of the things that they're using for to their advantage, I guess, if you can call it this, and I don't think it gets enough attention, is the border sludge. Have you heard about the sludge?
No.
It's a term, but it's a thing. Mexico is releasing their medical waste, their sewage, all of their waste, and it's running along a channel on the border. And it's like this glowing, nasty, disgusting waste that's going out into the ocean by Imperial Beach. And the Border Patrol agents can't do anything to get through it because it's making them sick. It's blistering their feet through their boots if they try to walk through it. And, I mean, you can look online, and there's, like, border agents who have brand new boots, and then they walk in it, and their boots are disintegrated because of all the junk that's in this stuff. Oh. And people are using this that are crossing. They know where the Border Patrol can go, and many times putting their own life at risk to try to somehow make their way around these sludge areas. And that also is one of the plagues of the border that no one talks about. Not environmentalists, not border hawks. I mean, not anybody is seeming to talk about all this sludge, but it's a real thing, and it's huge, and it's around this area where these people cross. So I'm sure that was one of the reasons they chose this particular place.
Well, there's something a lot of people listening to this program, listening to other stuff. I didn't know that. Thank you, Jennifer.
I didn't know that either. That's insane.
Having brought that up. Okay, Kara, you were talking about the MTV Video Music Awards. You watched them last night, yeah?
I watched the first bit, and then I had to turn over to Game of Thrones. But, yes, I watched the first hour.
So what's all the hoopla about Pink and her daughter? She apparently told a story. She got the award last night and took advantage of that moment to talk about her daughter, a six-year-old daughter named Willow, who said she was talking to her mother. And remember, this is a six-year-old. About looking like a boy with long hair. And so Pink says, my brain went, oh, my God, you're 6 years old. Where is this coming from? And so, you know, she made a point about what happens to youngsters because of all of the stuff that's going on in social media. I don't know if you saw that part of it, Kara, or not, but I'm looking at a review of this. I'm thinking to myself, it was good to have that brought up because I think all children in their own right ought to be considered fabulous, beautiful.
Well, yeah, and I'm
whatever.
Sure that,
where does this bullying at six come from?
I'm sure that Pink can identify with that, too, because it's not just a thing. It's terrible that it happens to children, and I hate when I see little kids who are bullied and stuff because you're just wondering, how does this happen at such a young age? But Pink is kind of typically known. She's, like, a lot. She's pretty muscular. She's kind of short and stocky, and so she doesn't have your typical, you know, female build necessarily, and so I think,
White Grace Jones.
She's so insanely strong because we've all seen the videos of her performing where she's doing like the I don't know,
like aerial yoga.
Yeah, aerial stuff. And it's just like so easy for her, and she does it while singing. So I'm sure that she kind of identifies with that, and I'm sure that she's gotten, you know, her own share of stuff on social media. So it's really nice that she actually won this huge award and then took to the stage to, like, be so supportive and loving of her daughter. And hopefully her daughter will be able to see her mom up there and say, okay, well, you know, she's not actually, because she called herself, she was like, I'm the ugliest girl I know. That's what the daughter said, which is so horribly sad. And so hopefully, you know, with her mom's speech and everyone else will be supportive of her and she won't, you know, feel that way anymore and she'll be able to move past it. But it's just, it's hard to imagine too, with having such a strong mom like Pink, that, you know, that she would feel that way. But
she does. She looks to me like
terrible.
The hairdo is like a Grace Jones hairdo, but I'm looking at some of the pictures of her before. Man, she, I don't know that much about her, but it looks like she does move around on stage like an acrobat.
She's had a ton of different performances where she's hanging from the air. And you
I saw her in concert, and she was hanging above the Staples Center. I mean, she's really incredibly, and she's singing up there. She's doing her live vocals while she's hanging. I mean, really, really strong.
Because the first time I saw her do it, I thought she was going to, she's going to come down from the ceiling, and then she's going to come down and dance on the floor like everybody else does. No, she stays up there the whole time and spins around and does all this amazing stuff while singing. It's crazy.
What's her music like? What sort of, what category do you put her music in?
Pop. You would love her music. I think you probably do.
Yeah, she's got a fabulous voice.
Sort of rock. What's her new song called? I can't remember.
Is it What About Us? Is that what it's called?
I think so. Here, Doug. Here's a bit of it.
Is this a Taylor Swift kind of autobiographical song? Is she getting out of a relationship with somebody here and singing about it?
I don't think so. I think she's just talking about the world and people in general. At least, I think she put a music video out, and it's very much just like talking about what about us and what about love to human beings as a whole. And like, why is love not our priority?
Yeah, it's taking a back seat.
Thank you. That's a very good question. I will have to pay more attention to her then, because I don't know that much about her. All right, so there's the story on Pink and the VMA Awards. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, you'll be happy to know 119 days till Christmas.
Oh,
don't do
that. I went to the grocery store yesterday, and they already have Halloween candy out.
God.
I'm not ready.
All right, 48 past the hour here, DJ V time.
I'm Nicole Feliciano, the CEO of Mom Trends Media and Mom. I know that being a new parent can be exciting. It can also be a little nerve-wracking. So here are some tips to get you through all of the excitement. First of all, register wisely. Before baby arrives, you're going to want to make sure that you have the car seat and a diaper station ready to go. And also figure out the way that you're going to soothe baby. I absolutely love the new Graco Everyway Soother with removable rocker. It's the only one on the market with 16 soothing motions. You can also personalize it with 6 different speeds and 15 songs and sounds. It's also great because it has this removable rocker. So as you're getting ready to prepare a meal or get some chores done, you can lift this off and then place baby in it and move it around your home, giving you flexibility and personalization. I absolutely love it. And here's another tip. You're not super mom or super dad. Don't be afraid to nap when baby naps. You need to make sure you have good energy. For more tips, head to GracoBaby.com, and also you can purchase this at Babies R Us.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 at the end. Whoops, no, isn't it? They caught you. Now it's 53 past the hour. I was just trying to test you to make sure you were paying close attention. As you know, when that little doodah in the background occurs, it means it's time for the tech report, tech talk, here on the DJV Experience. Brought to you by the folks that get the best deal in wireless. Yep, you can get the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless. Right after these words, we'll get an update from Victoria as to what to expect at Whole Foods today.
There's only one way to feel like a total boss. Switch your family to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. Hook up your loved ones with four lines on America's largest, most dependable network for only $25 per line per month. Have fun with that unlimited talk and text, plus 15 gigs of high-speed data. Mayor of Bosstown. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at major retailers. Plan features, coverage, and limitations may vary. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales event are here, and so is our best offer of the year on F-150. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, sale ends September 5th. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Just announced. 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Get to your Ford dealer. The summer sales event ends soon.
Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
Hi, so Victoria, Amazon takes over Whole Foods today, and the local spin on it here is there was an ad in one of the newspapers with Whole Foods, Whole Paycheck, and a circle around it with a line through it. that's how they're sort of presenting, because they're all, you know, we all know this, they've been very successful, but they're wildly overpriced in many mm-hmm. categories. And so yeah. Amazon says they're going to, I thought, here locally, the word was they were going to just cut the price of everything 30%. Doesn't look like that's what they're doing everywhere, though. So what are they doing?
Well, people were wondering, of course, when we first heard about this big buy that Amazon buying Whole Foods and how would it affect prices and things. So mm-hmm. it does look like across the board, some of the prices on staples will be dropping starting today. So there are things like avocados, organics, stuff, large brown eggs, baby kale and lettuce and apples and rotisserie chicken, responsibly farmed salmon and tilapia, those types of things that are considered staples at Whole Foods, all of those will be cut. Animal welfare rated, 85% lean ground beef, that's going to go down in price too. Things like almond butter, which if you've ever tried to buy, if you ever bought a jar of almond butter, you see immediately how incredibly overpriced it is, and especially at Whole Foods, $10 to $12 a jar. So that's going to go down as well. If you're not already an Amazon Prime member and you do like Whole Foods, this is definitely the time to sign up. It's $99 for the year, and you will be getting in-store benefits if you are a Prime member. So you'll be able to go into any Whole Foods and probably use your cell phone with an activation code and get special discounts. So it's
so
worth it.
He's got a lot of balsam. Yeah, I know how, he's a smart guy, but he goes in and just, okay, we'll cut the prices by whatever it is just to put mm-hmm. everybody else out of business or put them on notice, one or the other. Yeah.
Well, it's also a way, it's definitely putting them on notice. It's a way to go at Google Express, which does same-day delivery now. They're getting into the grocery delivery market. Amazon Fresh already has that, too. So they're going to eventually, the 365 brand that is Whole Foods' own brand, that's not dropping in price yet, which to me was kind of odd. That tends to be more affordable, so they're probably leaving those prices there. But Whole Foods Market, Whole Paws, which is the animal stuff that they have, and Whole Catch, along with Amazon Fresh, Prime Pantry, and Prime Now, are all about to be rolled out into a cheaper price point, which is great news for everybody.
All right. Cost of smartphones, not great news for everybody.
Not great news. The new Samsung, the Note 8, all of the specs came out on Friday, and it looks like it's going to be a great phone, but it's going to cost $929. And the new Apple iPhone 8, which will also come out, I believe that's going to be announced on September 12th, that is $999 for the premium model. And so a lot of research has come out over the weekend saying that this is a huge increase from the last model. It's over $150 more, and they might be pricing themselves right out of the market. A lot of people can't justify a $1,000 phone.
Tech Talk time. Be a Total Boss. Get the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless. Four lines and America's largest network for
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.